Welcome, and welcome, everybody. It's the Rob Zicari Show. It is January 4th, 2016. Yes, 2016. Now the question is, are you ready? Are you ready? I feel like Michael Buffer. Remember? That's the are you ready guy? Are you ready to rumble? Wow. No more breaks. No more holidays. No more stop. We are just under 1 month. Yes, 1 month until Iowa caucuses. And then about a week to New Hampshire primaries. And then let me tell you, I figure a whole batch of people that will get out of the race. And it's going to come down to DT, my man, Donald Trump, and of course, Theodore Cruz. Yes, Theodore Cruz. It's getting exciting. Oh, yeah, it's getting exciting. So, did everybody have a good New Year's? I'm very excited that it's back. And when I say it's back, we're done with the holidays. I'm very excited by this. Now, sure, we'll have a smattering of little things here and there. But let's face it, the big ones are done. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, because nothing is bigger than those three. Now, yes, we have Veterans Day, but I'm talking about the entire world. Yeah, world shutting down. Not so much Thanksgiving as far as the world. The United States definitely shuts down on Thanksgiving, but the world shuts down for Christmas and New Year's. But we're back. I mean, it's it. It's over. Done. It's all behind us. It's 2016, and there's about 1,000 things to get to. There's about 1,000 things to get to. I don't even know where to begin. I don't know if we're going to get to everything, of course, before our time is up. But man, oh man, where to start? I could talk about the hypocrisy of the leftists, not just the media, but everybody associated with the leftist movement. Or I could talk about my feelings when it pertains to a comedian I saw last night. But I did. I had some strong feelings. Maybe I'll start with the strong feelings that I have about a comedian I saw last night. Now, we've been doing this show for, I don't know, a year and a half, maybe 2 years. It's always a year and a half. And every day, our ratings are rising. Our downloads are rising. Our live listenings are rising. I mean, we are just skyrocketing. December was the biggest month that we've ever had. Ever had. If you compare last month to about 6 months ago, we literally quadrupled our audience. I kid you not. We quadrupled our audience. If we were on Real Radio. Okay? If we were on Real Radio, if you ever saw that movie, Private Parts, that shows the history of Howard Stern, and every single month when he went into a radio market and they would get ratings, like every month, every 2 months, every 3 months, and they'd be just shooting through the roof. And he would go from the small markets to the big markets, syndication. If that was what we were doing, we would already be in syndication. We would have already went from a small college radio station into a major market like Los Angeles or New York, and we would have been syndicated in about 50 states this month. That's the trajectory that we've been going. It's been huge, huge, quadrupled our numbers, quadrupled. And it's because of you guys who listen to us, you guys who watch us, you guys who read our the stories on our various websites like extremepolitics.com, that's extreme with an X, or you go to zerofilter.com, or you go to the Rob Zicari show.com. It's because of you guys that we have quadrupled our numbers. Quadrupled our numbers. But still, we're not on a major market. We're not syndicated. And we're not on network television or cable television. So our success still has a long ways to go. But I don't get discouraged. I don't. I do not get discouraged. My girlfriend says, hey, it took such and such or so and so 10 years, 15 years, 5 years. Took some of these people a long time to get where they are. So do not get discouraged. And I say, you're right, baby. You're right. But then, I'm sitting there watching television. I am. I'm watching television. I've had maybe a beer or two. It's a Sunday night, winding down from a couple football games. And then I see on Showtime a comedy special. And I see hundreds of people laughing, giggling. And as I look up, I notice a comedian, but not just your average comedian, but a dwarf. Yes, a dwarf. A effing dwarf. Brad Williams. A dwarf. He has a comedy special. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people for this comedy special. People are laughing. He's not really that funny, except that he's a dwarf. And I think to myself, not a wonderful world, but a cruel world. Because here we are, we're entertaining the masses, we are beating that pavement to reach new heights, and I'm looking at a dwarf, an effing dwarf. Not Game of Thrones dwarf, not Time Bandits dwarf, okay? Just your average dwarf. Making stupid jokes. What a Showtime special. And at that moment, I finish my beer. I shut the TV off. And I bury my face in my pillow and cry myself to sleep. There you go. Just a personal story. Just a personal story about Brad Williams, the dwarf comedian. Showtime special. A Showtime special. I got a podcast that I'm broadcasting on internet. And this SOB's got a Showtime special. What's the world coming to? Okay. I just wanted to share that with you. Later on in the program, I'll share another story with you that fits into the hypocrisy of the left. But let's get to some headlines. Let's get to some headlines here at the Rob Zicari Show.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
That I did not have sex with that woman. All right, we're back. So, that's one of my favorite clips. I know for you millennials, probably one of those things that you have heard on a CNN, that was the 90s special. Because that's a famous clip. And it's a clip that state-run media wants you to believe is the only seedy and nasty and dirty thing Bill Clinton ever did. They want you to believe when you hear Donald Trump talking about Bill Clinton's past, or people like me talking about Bill Clinton's past, they want you to think that's what we're talking about. They want you to think, oh, they're just rehashing a consensual relationship with a woman and the President of the United States. What's the problem? What's the big deal? That's what state-run media wants you to believe. It is. That's what state-run media wants you to believe. But it's all the other women. It's the Paula Joneses. It's the Juanita Broderick's. It's the Jennifer Flowers. It's girls that Bill Clinton taught when he was a professor back in Arkansas. It's these people. It's these women. That's who Donald Trump is talking about, or Roger Stone, or myself, or hundreds of other conservative talk show hosts and television hosts. It's them. It's them. So I said weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks ago that Hillary Clinton doesn't want to face Donald Trump in a general election. That Bill Clinton doesn't want to face Donald Trump in the election. That Democrats don't want to face Donald Trump in the election. Because for so many years, the history of Bill Clinton was always buried. His past, and again, not Monica Lewinsky passed, but the Juanita Broderick's passed, the Paula Jones's passed. Those are the past. And now, with the climate that is going on in this country, you know, when it pertains to, you know, women, rather it's a campus rape environment, or Bill Cosby, or American Apparel. Any type of boss, any type of mentor, any type of situation that involves a woman, that involves a woman feeling that she has to do something. Anytime a woman is afraid to come forward because she will be shamed. All of these things, which back in the 90s never existed, didn't exist in the 90s. If you were raped in the 90s, if you were raped in the 80s, if you were raped in the 70s and you didn't come forward when it happened, you were a liar. You were a whore. Well, now, for a woman to be raped 10 years ago or took advantage of and not coming out until now, until a year ago, is something that's acceptable. So now, we can talk about what state-run media never wanted to talk about as far as Juanita Broderick and the other women that said, I was raped, or I was fondled, or I was harassed by Bill Clinton. But I didn't say anything, or I changed my story because I was intimidated or I felt ashamed. Remember, Bill Cosby was just arrested. Bill Cosby was arrested for a situation that happened with a woman who he had settled out of court with. Some say for millions of dollars. And with a woman who saw him privately on more than one occasion. And in turn, the assault took place after different occasions of being fondled or touched inappropriately. And yet, here we are, 24-hour coverage of Bill Cosby being arrested, shows from Don Lemon to Greta Van Susteren dedicating their entire program to dissecting the cases against Bill Cosby, and some which are 25 years old, 30 years old. They're talking about having women from 30 years ago testify during this court case. And it all is very, very, very similar to the Bill Clinton accusations, the Bill Clinton incidences that weren't accusations, but were on his side consensual, on the woman's side forced. And if state-run media and the other people that are involved in the state-run media decisions on what stories to cover, if they ignore that past of Bill Clinton, then we can't ever talk about situations like Bill Clinton or other executives or other schools that have these situations like rape come up. Because we're either going to condemn all rape, we're either going to condemn all workplace sex abuse, or we're not going to condemn, and we're not going to investigate, and we're not going to prosecute. You can't pick and choose which rape is acceptable and which rape is not. You can't pick and choose which sexual harassment is okay and what is not. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. So, Hillary Clinton, Democrats, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, they want no part of Donald Trump because they knew that once this door got flung open, he wasn't going to have to run through that door. Other people were going to run through that door. And they knew that if Donald Trump was the man for the Republican Party, he would neutralize all of the Hillary Clinton, I'm a woman, I'm strong, I stand on my own two feet, vote for me because I'm a woman, and let's make history. They knew it. And like I said before we went on break, Democrats, excuse me, Democrats are the biggest crybabies, because when you listen to them talk about the Trump issue as it pertains to Bill Clinton, they act as if Donald Trump was just sitting around on his jet and decided to bring up Bill Clinton's past. But they forget that it was Hillary Clinton. It was Hillary Clinton that attacked Donald Trump. It's the Hillary Clinton supporters that called Donald Trump a sexist. It's the Hillary Clinton supporters that say Donald Trump doesn't respect women. So in turn, Donald Trump hit back. And the minute he hits back with Bill Clinton, because remember, when somebody is saying you don't respect women, you are sexist, you shouldn't be commander-in-chief because of your vulgar language and the lack of respect you would show the presidency of the United States. When somebody is saying those things about you, and they have been an enabler of somebody that has actually done those things, you are actually part of a team that has disrespected the Oval Office, disgraced the Oval Office, disgraced and disrespected women everywhere. You kind of put yourself in a weird position, in a position that historically Democrats have always gone after Republicans for. Rather, it's the televangelists like the Jim Bakers and the Jerry Falwells or the Swaggerts or even the Charles Keatings. All of these people were the pillars of the community. They were righteous. And when they slipped up, and slipped up in a big way, Democrats were there to point it out. Democrats were there to pounce. Democrats were there to scream, which actually they didn't have to scream because state-run media was there to do the screaming for them. But they were there to show the American people why Republicans and people that support Republicans can't be trusted, because they're all hypocrites. And here you have Hillary Clinton doing what she's doing, and here we are in 2015, and it's a different time. It's a different feel to treating women like garbage and not believing women's stories about abuse and so forth and so on. So this notion that Trump started this is ludicrous, but it's just like the Democrats to cry and whine and try to say Trump is a bully and the things he's talking about the American people don't care about, and that Bill Clinton is the most popular president in the last 30 years. And matter of fact, he's more popular than Barack Obama right now. Now, Donald Trump opened that door. And now people are running through it. I want to play you a clip. Now, it started really about a month ago. I think about a month ago is accurate, when Roger Stone put out his book, Clinton's War on Women, which is a great book. You should go and buy it, listen to it. I don't know, maybe if it's on audio tape. I got to figure it is. That's why I said listen to it. But if it's not, then just read it. Or you can give it to somebody and make them read it to you, like bedtime stories. So it started about a month ago. And there was a woman at one of the Clinton rallies who asked her about Juanita Broderick and Hillary Clinton feelings toward women and rape and people's accusations And what does it all mean? So it got brushed off with a quick little response, but state-run media didn't really play it. State-run media went, oh, no. Oh, no, maybe this is just a quick flare-up. The Clinton camp didn't vet the girl enough. Because remember, all of the Clinton town hall meetings are carefully orchestrated. It's not like a Trump rally where there's 25,000 people. And it's obvious that Trump doesn't screen these people, considering there's always one or two jokers causing ruckus. Remember, somehow causing a disturbance, like if you went to a movie and somebody is standing up screaming at the screen, somehow we've always known that to be somebody creating a ruckus, creating a disturbance. It now is called protesting. So there's always a few of these quote-unquote protesters at a Trump rally because he doesn't screen. And, of course, there's tens of thousands of people there. Hillary Clinton screens everybody. If somebody's going to ask her a question, they're screened. Plain and simple. They are screened. So at this rally, state-run media lost their mind. Nobody really ran the clip. And if they did run the clip, it was buried. It wasn't ran over and over and over and over again. It was played just enough so that they could not be called state-run media. And they could show somebody, look, we talked about it on the third hour on this program, so shut your mouth. But this is what started, okay? This is what started the ball rolling. So let me play this for you. It's only 23 seconds. So listen, this was about a month ago, and the Clinton people started to freak, okay? They started to freak.
Rape victims should be believed. But would you say that about Johnita Broderick, Kathleen Wiley, and or Paula Jones? Should we believe them as well?
Well, I would say that everybody should be believed at first until they are disbelieved based on evidence.
All right. So, that was the start. That was the start, okay? That was the start where the Clinton camp, the Wasserman Schultzes said, okay, we have to do a better job of vetting. We have to do a better job of vetting. We cannot let this happen again. And, of course, somebody must have said, oh, it won't happen again. This was a fluke. Don't worry about it. It's all good. So over the weekend, now I haven't seen this on CNN today. I haven't seen it on, of course, the Clinton network, the Democratic network, which is MSNBC. I haven't seen it on CBS. In the morning there with Charlie Rose. I haven't seen it anywhere, which is a woman, a Republican New Hampshire state rep, Catherine Adome O'Brien. I think I'm saying her name right? You know, I'm not a big pronouncer of people's names, champion. I'm not that good, but I think it's Catherine Prudhomme O'Brien. Now, there was a town hall meeting, I guess you could call it that, in New Hampshire. It's about 750 people. That's all, 750 people. And Hillary Clinton had this woman screaming out questions. And of course, Hillary Clinton wasn't going to answer them. Oh, no. Of course she wasn't going to answer them, because the questions were about Bill Clinton's past, not Monica Lewinsky. No. But about the Juanita Broderick. And a matter of fact, this woman, O'Brien, posted a very long and lengthy letter on her Facebook where she talks about being a Democrat and switching to a Republican because of Bill Clinton's past and the fact that Juanita Broderick and different women were silenced, not just by state-run media, but by Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton aides and the entire Clinton machine. And it's funny because basically Hillary Clinton tells the girl, "You're rude, and I'm not going to call on you." And we have this audio. I want you to listen to this audio. It's a little bit longer than the 23 seconds, but listen to the audio. And again, this is why the Democrats, why the Wasserman Schultz are losing their minds. And this is what they're going to have to deal with on a regular basis, because this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. When state-run media and the Democrats, along with the Clintons, get all giddy with ecstasy because some Black Lives Matter protester is screaming at a Trump rally, or some long-haired hippie freak is screaming at a Trump rally, and they're like, "Yay!" And you get these horrible, corrupt activist reporters like Katie Turr saying, "Oh, there was hundreds of protesters. Hundreds and hundreds," when there was like 3 out of 15,000, 20,000. Now they're getting a taste. Now the floodgates are opening. They're getting a taste. And they're going to continue to get a taste. Kind of like Monica Lewinsky that had every time she got done with Bill Clinton. Mouthfuls. Mouthfuls, I say. Mouthfuls. They're going to have people saying, "What about Juanita Broderick? What about Paula Jones?" Because remember, Bill Clinton settled a suit with Paula Jones. Paula Jones is real. Paula Jones got almost $1 million. So the floodgates are opening. Floodgates are opening. So listen to this clip. And this, again, you're not going to hear on state-run media. And they're going to bury it. They're going to bury it as best as they can. But it's going to keep coming. Trust me. They're going to keep coming. And it's not going to stop. And this is why they are freaking. Okay? This is why they are freaking. So let me get to the clip. I got all sorts of clips and articles, and I got computers running everywhere. We're trying something new to get some of the pinging out. Hopefully it's working. I haven't really gotten any information either way, but hopefully it's working. If it doesn't, I don't know what to do. I give up. I'll have to call the dwarf comedian Brad Williams. All right, so listen to this clip. It's about, what is it, about a minute, I think? Yeah, I think it's about a minute. So here it is. This happened over the weekend, and you definitely won't hear it on state-run media.
Let's start with the questions, and I'll try to get as many in. I'm going to call on people. Wait a minute. I'm not going to take your question because other people have been raised. Yes, go right there. Okay, let me see. That right back there, this man right there. Here we go, right there. You are very rude, and I'm not going to ever call on you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know my video friends, you won't be able to hear the clips because we don't have it pumping into the studio. So, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You can just look at me. Just take a look at me. I know I'm not the dwarf.
Why does she matter to you?
Not the dwarf, I know. But nonetheless, I am here with you, and I love you all. So, go to the
you're a Republican,
radio
though.
Feed.
Coming here to question her at an event, putting her on the spot like that, makes her look, you know, not in a perfect light. Is that your goal? Was your goal to make her look silly?
I was a Democrat. I became a Republican because of this.
What?
Because of this stuff. Because of what I saw happen in the Clinton years. That this is the hypocrisy of the so-called women that fight for women. It's the highest hypocrisy.
So that was over the weekend. And again, you might hear it one time. You might hear one time. We got this one time. Now, all day, I haven't heard this story. I have not heard this story. I have not heard this clip. It was a one-time deal right there. I gave you what I heard. I gave you the clip that I got. The one time that people have talked about it. Now, there's a lot of hours in the day, and we will see what happens tonight. But as of right now, as of 10:55 a.m., nobody is talking about what happened over the weekend with this state rep. No one's talking about it. MSNBC, CNN, the list goes on. No one's talking about it. Matter of fact, that moron Bernie Sanders, and he's a moron, okay? He is a moron. That moron Bernie Sanders gave interviews this weekend, of course, saying, no one cares about Bill Clinton's past sex life. I don't care about, I'm doing my Bernie. No one cares about his past sex life. Isn't that wild? Talking about rape. Talking about taking advantage of employees. And you have presidential contenders saying, no one cares about that. Talk about things that are meaningful in people's lives, which is them getting things for free. Them getting things, or I should say, hoping they can get things that I won't be able to deliver because I can't give them these things. No one can. There is nothing for free. It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. So, anyways, that happened. That happened over the weekend. The floodgates are open, which I'm happy to watch the Democrats crap themselves. And this is going to be fun. So I wanted to get those clips out of the way. I wanted to throw that out there. And, of course, Bill Clinton was on the campaign trail in New Hampshire about an hour ago or 2 hours ago. Because remember, Hillary Clinton still has to win Iowa and she still has to win New Hampshire. She can't lose these states. So Bill Clinton stumping for her. Bill Clinton is stumping for her. And the funny thing is, of course, one of the reporters asked Bill Clinton about Donald Trump. The reporter didn't bring up what Donald Trump has been saying about Bill Clinton. The reporter, or I should say activist, just said, what about Donald Trump? And of course, Bill Clinton didn't really discuss it. Said something very glib and went on through the handshaking line. None of these activists are going to say anything to Trump. They're all in the bag. They're all in the bag. They're all going to downplay all of these situations from Bill Clinton's past. But the people are going to keep bringing it up. People are going to keep bringing it up. And if women's issues are truly important to you and a rape culture is truly important to you and people like Bill Cosby not getting away with what he did for the past 30 years is important to you, then you would actually read the stories from the 70s, from the 80s, from the 90s that involved Bill Clinton and countless women who all had a very similar story. And that was Bill Clinton abused them. Bill Clinton took advantage of them. Bill Clinton raped them. And ultimately, how could somebody run for president, accuse another candidate of not respecting women, but yet they are on the campaign trail with somebody who doesn't respect women? Makes no sense. Makes absolutely no sense. And as more and more people read up, get the facts, and understand that it's more than just Monica Lewinsky, they will be outraged. They will be disgusted. And maybe then Bill Clinton will be shamed. And we will never see or hear from him again.